This is Paul Davey, Yield Point Specialist for Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Good morning. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Conan in studio. We'll have a report from Tyler Donaldson and hear from Melissa Hammer as well. She's at Indianapolis for the National FFA Convention. There are scattered rains in southwest North Dakota and northwest South Dakota at this hour. Showers also seen from that Fessenden, New Rockford area stretching south of Jamestown. And another area on the radar with rain from extreme southeastern North Dakota to west central Minnesota. Temps could dip below freezing when you wake up tomorrow morning, but above average temps are expected this weekend.
Grain markets continue to trade a wide range. Van Aun and Company analyst Christy Van Aun says the market will struggle to extend those ranges.
So it's not that we don't think this market can really extend itself. It's just proven to have a pretty set range of trade for the time being. Until it proves us wrong, we're going to really trust that range and utilize those highs for marketing and the lows that we've seen as buying opportunities. So we are finding that support.
Van Aun says demand is the biggest driver.
Corn demand has been very favorable lately, and we have to remember that corn's in a little bit of a different situation than soybeans are. That's a 1.99 billion bushel carryout. It's not overly large by any means. It's bigger. It's quite a bit bigger than last year, but still it's nothing that we didn't see or haven't seen, or to be honest, at one point earlier in the season, thinking you could be 2.8, you know, we're well below that. And so if this demand continues, that could be something big for the corn. We need the demand to continue for soybeans.
Nearly 140,000 acres were impacted by the wildfires in North Dakota. The fires are all contained, but burning restrictions remain in place. Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring expects lingering effects from the fires.
We know that some of the livestock buyers have said they don't really want to buy cattle out of those areas simply because they're afraid of pneumonia setting in at a later date, or feed efficiencies and things being off, and you just don't have cattle at the peak performance when they're struggling health-wise.
Goring said he has had fruitful conversations with the Farmer Service Agency about the ongoing impact on livestock.
They are going to continue to address these issues, knowing that pneumonia and health concerns can be an issue for, you know, weeks and months afterwards. The other thing that I know producers are going to have to consider as they go forward, you might have livestock that were stressed and impacted to the point that next spring when they're trying to calve, they could have problems with calving, or you could have smaller calves than average and maybe even weaning weights that would be off.
A list of resources is available from the North Dakota Department of Agriculture website.
National FFA Convention continues in Indianapolis. At the first opening session, National FFA Advisor Dr. Travis Park expressed the way the FFA can have a lasting impact.
I hope you've arrived in Indianapolis ready to change the world. For other organizations, that may be a tall order, but we are not other organizations. We are FFA, and changing the world, developing leaders who will change the world, is what we do. It is our business. You came to this convention in order to engage, to prepare, to change our world. And by engaging, you just might find that your life has changed as well.
Dr. Park pointed out some specific things that members accomplished after attending the national convention.
At a convention like this, an FFA member like you sat and listened to the profiles of our Proficiency Award winners. They thought, I can do that too. So they returned home, made plans, and launched a custom hay baling operation. Over the next several years, with hard work and dedication, that operation earned a profit. It earned enough money so that that FFA member could be recognized with the American FFA degree and pay for college expenses. And the college expenses of his three brothers. Let's engage in this convention so that you might launch your own enterprise.
The United Kingdom government believes Russia's attacks on Ukrainian ports and grain shipments is a threat to global food security. Recent attacks have delayed a shipment of veg oil to the World Food Program in Gaza and impacted grain shipments to Egypt and southern Africa. Grain shipments have continued since the 2022 invasion, but recent bombings have pushed insurance coverage for cargo vessels to extreme highs. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. National FFA convention continuing. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Melissa Hammer caught up with a South Dakota FFA member at the convention.
Melissa Hammer here for the Red River Farm Network. We're in Indianapolis getting to talk with some of the future of agriculture. The coverage brought to you in part by CHS, Nutrien, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Hefty, Minnesota Farmers Union, and the South Dakota Farmers Union. We're talking with Eldon Bloom, a first-year college student from Redfield FFA. Eldon, you know, tell me why you're here at the National FFA Convention this year.
I got first place at the South Dakota State Convention in poultry production, and I've been building my business in poultry for 4 years now. Started with 125 chickens, I'm up to 300.
What do you do with your chickens? You know, tell me a little more about the business.
So yeah, I raise chickens for eggs. Usually a year and a half, I keep the birds around. Started out getting like 9 dozen a day, now I'm up to 22 dozen a day. And I deliver these eggs to grocery stores and restaurants weekly.
Tell me about your preparation for the contest here at Nationals.
Just keep a clear mind, stay calm. There's no sense of getting worked up about anything. You know, you just try your best.
You know, tell me about your history with FFA. How have you been involved?
I started my freshman year, didn't really know what to do, and I got thrown into meat judging. Realized I liked it, and I got more involved my sophomore year. I just kept expanding in FFA throughout my years of high school.
What else do you enjoy about convention here?
You know, it's cool to see people across the country. You know, you get to see everyone from every state or the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico. That's pretty cool to see. And just in the expo center, that's fun to walk through. You know, there's new technology in there, and it always makes you wonder what you could do with it.
Anything else that you just want to add, you know, for people out there to know?
My business that the poultry falls under is Bloom Foods LLC, and what we do is sell fresh products to grocery stores and restaurants in South Dakota.
All right. Can they find that online?
I have a Facebook page called Bloom Foods LLC.
Perfect. Coverage of the National FFA Convention brought to you in part by CHS, Associated Milk Producers Incorporated, the Dinner Bell Creamery, Proceed, and Farm Credit Services of Mandan. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Melissa Hammer.
On the whole, the bushels are there with this year's corn crop. DeKalb agro-technical agronomist Grant Marion says yields are some 20-30% above expectations.
Clearly, that's caused some issues at the, you know, the elevator level, the storage level, because this is no surprise to anybody anymore. This is just dry corn. The last time you and I chatted, I think I talked about the fact that it's been windy and sunny and warm and dry air and, you know, dry soil. So just kind of these four, five, six things combined to make really dry corn.
Crown rot and stalk rot have compromised stalk quality.
Probably the learning I have for a farmer is that you have a great corn that you like, and maybe it has a little bit of a weaker stalk complex. What is the best thing we can do? Really, the best thing we can do is a fungicide with that herbicide. If you're spraying your herbicide a little later and you put a fungicide like Dalar or Bayer on at V4, V5, you're going to have a much stronger stock. And that probably would have been the learning for the year that would have helped us.
Speaking at an economic conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said she worries about China's influence on the global economy. Tai encouraged Brazil to consider the risks associated with China's huge infrastructure initiative.
Comstock Investments market analyst Joe Camp says the recent sideways trade will only stick around for a short time.
Only for a bit. We know how quickly we're approaching this month of November, the election month, that big week where it's not just November 5th, Election Tuesday. It's also the central bank meeting a couple of days later, deciding on interest rates again. It's the November crop report that Friday. So much to look ahead towards. It's hard to think we're going to stay very quiet for long.
Camp expects the quiet trade to continue until the weather or the demand picks up. Reminder, continuing coverage from the National FFA Convention here on the Red River Farm Network and at rrfn.com. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. South American soybean planting is seeing a slow start. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
Brazil's wet season saw a delay, but is finally getting some much-needed rains in the fields. Soybean and Corn Advisor President Michael Cordonier says the drier conditions have planting far behind schedule.
It was an extended dry season, and they're finally now getting some rain in Brazil, but it's a number of weeks later than normal. You know, Brazil right now, soybeans are 18% planted. Last year was 30%, and that's up 10 points for the week. Now, if you look at the big state, Mato Grosso, they're 25% planted on soybeans. Last year, they were 60%, so they're way behind last year.
The delays to planting could cause issues with other crops.
I think the bigger issue is corn. Because in Brazil, 75% of the corn is planted as a double crop after soybeans. Now, if the soybean planting is delayed, that then delays the planting of the second crop of corn. And the more that corn gets delayed in planting, the lower the yield prospects for the second crop of corn.
Corn is the real cause for concern.
The farmers in Argentina had already decided they're going to plant less corn and more soybeans. And less corn because last year they had an infestation of corn leafhoppers, which spreads corn stunt disease, and it was really bad. A lot of farmers lost their entire crop due to the insect, and they're just cautious. So they've already decided to cut back on their corn acres and plant more soybeans. You know, I got the corn acres in Argentina down 15%. Other people have it down 20-25%. So we'll see.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture and its counterpart in Canada issued a joint communique highlighting the importance of international trade and food security. Mexico did not participate in the Tri-National Agricultural Accord meetings in Virginia. Checking markets, we're down a half penny for the December Minneapolis wheat. 6.15 is the quote. Chicago wheat for December, 1 3/4 down. The hard red winter wheat, same contract, down 3 1/4. Dees corn, 2 3/4 higher at 4.21 3/4. And November soybeans, 10.05 3/4. It's a gain of 8 1/4 cents. Checking on the farm calendar, the Minnesota Ag and Food Summit, hosted by AgriGrowth, is November 7th. That'll be held at the Minneapolis Convention Center. And the North Dakota FFA Foundation hosting its Blue and Gold Gala, their second annual. It is November 9th at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. Make sure you get registered for that. They've got entertainment, supper going on, and auction fundraising event as well. And the South Dakota State University Swine Day, Tuesday, November 12th. That'll be held in Brookings. Have a great day. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.